First up is Katie Hall, who's going to be with Dan Delino. Hello, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Jackie for inviting me to be here today on behalf of citizens of Tottenham. And I asked Dan, our federal MP, to come along too, because I think it's really important that both levels of government hear your perspective. I want to be clear that I do not support the expansion of the next DC data centre. I have written to the Minister for Planning and I have met with her to discuss our community's concerns. I also share your concerns around energy consumption, water, air quality, ambient noise. And I have concerns that we don't have the guardrails in place that we need. We don't have the regulatory environment we need in place. And I support the ACTU's really important work around worker protections and also the need for sovereign AI capacity. I this week had a discussion with the new Premier, Ben Carroll, and expressed this view that I want to pause on data centre construction until we have the regulatory environment in place and the legislative framework in place to ensure that communities are protected, that AI progresses in a way that puts people and workers first. And I think there is a lot more work to be done in this space. I've also flagged that I don't like the development facilitation process being utilised for data centres. So that's my perspective. As your local MP, I will continue to advocate on your behalf. And just wanted to share that I'd had a really heartening discussion with the Premier this week. You would have heard him on radio saying that he thinks AI is off the leash. And he agreed with me that we need guardrails in place. He's been public about that. And thankfully, I think the appointment of a minister to deal with this is a really good first step.
Okay.
Send another cross letter.
Thanks. Look, I just wanted to say I'm here with Katie. I'm the federal local member, and I just wanted to say I'm here as a local member, but also just wanted to outline a couple of things that are happening at the national level. Look, as a local member, I hear what you're saying loud and clear, and it's a huge gathering today. I think that we need to put the brakes on this development, and we need. I'll work with Katie very closely. Some of the planning issues that are being worked through now are state issues, but I'll work very closely with her in advocating on the concerns that you're raising. I just wanted to very briefly say that the PM spoke a couple of weeks ago on AI and data centres and reflected the fact that this has really changed and that we are now leaning in a lot more, and I think in a way that is different to just about any other government around the world. We're now basically going to set up national guidelines to say that new data centres have to put their own energy into the grid, it has to be renewable, and they have to pay for their own connection. And we've also said there's got to be water management control. So at the national level, we're really leaning in. And it's not directly related to data centres, but I just wanted to add that there are other related issues. This week we're bringing in legislation to force big tech to pay media for the news they use. So we're trying to bring in legislation on a range of fronts when it comes to big tech, and that'll be world-leading regulation. So thanks for the chance to be here, and I definitely hear your concerns.